You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, of course, and it is Thursday, April 8th, 2021. I hope you're well and everyone you love is well and safe. I'm doing okay. So, yeah, let's buckle up. Before I start, a couple of website things. The bracelets are not selling that well so far, the Unequals bracelet. So I think I'm going to go ahead and just order the ones that I've got, because I've got some people chomping at the bit for those bracelets. So I'm going to send off the first batch, I think, which is somewhere around 25. And so I've been trying to communicate with the manufacturer on how I want the box to look. And these silly little details you get into when you're in production on something. So it's been really frustrating, honestly, haggling with them over details like that. I don't know that I've charged enough for these bracelets either, so they might just cost me some money. It looks like shipping is going to be a little bit more involved than I thought originally, so there you go. Live and learn, I guess, but they are probably going to be coming soon, so hang on to your hats there. Hopefully they look good and everybody's happy with them. So I had a really exciting thing happen today that I wanted to add to this podcast because I don't want it to get away. I just posted about it on the website. The past couple of days, I've had a lot of content go up on the website. Some pretty good content, so check it out. But this one is about an alpha that I just met today who started texting me, and he is 46 years old. He's been in a relationship with a submissive partner, a gay partner. He's a gay alpha now. His partner's 40 years old. His name is Michael. The alpha's name is Michael. And he didn't know he was alpha and that his partner was really a faggot until he started listening to this podcast. Can you believe that? And so he started to apply his alphahood to the relationship, and his partner began to assume the role of his faggot rather than his partner. And this is what Master Michael wrote to me. I have turned my partner into a total sub-faggot since listening to the podcast. Our sex life is amazing now, thanks to your podcast. I was telling my partner about the podcast, and it just went on from there. He serves me every night, and it has been so good for us, so thank you. I don't even know, I can't even really describe my feelings that I had when I read those words. You know, you do a podcast and you're talking to yourself, basically, and you're You're imagining that there's a world listening to you, and you don't really know you're having any kind of effect. Now, I know that the podcast has affected at least a couple of people. I've heard some people, but this is pretty, this was extraordinary to me. I'm not sure how an alpha goes through his life not realizing he's alpha. Maybe the concept just had never come up before to him, you know, but he said that he wasn't even really that dominant. He didn't consider himself to be dominant, but it's now transformed their relationship. And this is something that is really key, you know, that we have a place, everybody's got a place in the hierarchy. And when you find your place, it's like there's like this harmonious, you're on the right frequency and everything's harmonious. And for these two, Master Michael and his faggot partner, they both come to understand their frequency and their proper place. And once they assumed that, the relationship worked. Now, I will say that that's pretty radical in terms of a shift. I mean, they've been together 13 years, and they're just now assuming these roles and transforming their relationship. So that's really mind-blowing to me, because that kind of shift is such a hard right, you know. And a lot of times a relationship can't handle that centrifugal force, you know, of that kind of change. So it's really inspiring to me and humbling, honestly. And I thank Master Michael for sharing that with me and his kind words. And I know that he's listening to this podcast. He says he listens to the podcast every morning, which is also very humbling. And I just want to say to Master Michael personally, thank you very much, Master, for sharing that with me. It means the world to me, honestly. And I'm glad to have been of service to you. And hopefully I'll continue to serve you in the future. So with that out of the way, I really wanted to share that first and foremost because I was so touched by it. But the other thing I really wanted to talk about today, prior to Master Michael catching my attention, I wanted to talk about the story I posted last night about Master Dino and his faggot bride, wife, fag wife, Jamie. Now, a lot of my readers have been just fascinated to death over Master Dino. Now, he is. I mean, if you've read anything that he's written to me and published on the website, you know that he is a literal force of nature. He really is. And I, hopefully someday, I'm going to get him on the podcast, where we can all experience this live. So it hasn't happened yet. But this recent episode here is what I wanted to focus on, because it shows something, a couple of things very important. First of all, Master Dino, after, you know, the recent episode with Master Dino basically loaning his faggot wife to his son, Chad, to start using as his first faggot, right? Was, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that other than wow. But after that had stopped, the service had stopped, Master Dino surprised his faggot with a trip to the tropics for a vacation. Now, Jamie works very hard, and he has been working tirelessly with two Apex Alphas that he's been servicing, right? So Master Dino decided to treat his faggot to a trip to relax, and he took care of all the details on the trip. Jamie had to do nothing but service Master Dino and lay around and relax. And it was a wonderful trip. And they came home, and Master Dino had told Jamie that there was another surprise waiting for him when he got home. Well, when they got home, Jamie discovered that Master Dino had arranged for slaves to come in and clean their entire home. So when Jamie returned, he didn't have anything to do other than relax. And Jamie was so moved by this that he basically collapsed at the feet of Master Dino and began worshiping his feet. And he became so overcome by emotion that he began crying very hard, you know, like a very intense, just weeping from the soul kind of crying, while Master Dino sat and worked on his computer at his feet. You know, he laid at his feet and wept while Master Dino just went about his business. And, you know, I wanted to talk about the breakdown part of it, because we see this happen with faggots when they're cunted a lot. Faggots will begin weeping uncontrollably, like Jamie did. And alphas are sometimes confused by it. And frankly, I mean, I'm a faggot. I'm a pretty emotional faggot, but I've never really gone through that kind of just uncontrollable weeping over service. But I've talked to enough faggots, and I understand it. I think alphas, well, let me just tack on this point really quick. What Master Dino did by treating his faggot that way, I mean, there's no doubt Jamie is his wife, but his fag wife, but also his prized possession, okay? Jamie is both his faggot and his partner, right, in a way. And so they're not equal partners, but they are partners. And what Master Dino did is something that alphas should all think about as an example. I mean, I don't think there's probably any alpha on earth that's harder on a faggot than Master Dino, but he shows compassion and understanding and appreciation for the service of his faggots. And that's something that alphas do not, a lot of alphas do not get. And it's a shame. You know, a real man who owns faggots, whether or not they're married to him or not, or in a relationship with them, any alpha who owns faggots has to care for this creature that has submitted itself to him and take responsibility for that. And I mean, I was blown away by the whole episode with Master Dino. I never suspected he would ever act like that, but he did. Now, let's get back to Jamie. So Jamie's weeping uncontrollably at his feet, right? And I would explain it this way to alphas. Faggots work tirelessly when they are owned by an alpha. They work tirelessly to try to please. We take powerful ruts from alphas, right? We get fucked really hard. We get cunted sometimes. We sometimes get choked out. We, you know, we get throat fucked until we puke sometimes. We, you know, cover in saliva and cum and spit and whatever, okay? And that's just the sex part. And then there's, you know, if you're serving domestically also, you know, you've got all these things you're trying to take care of to make your alpha's life better, right? You're cooking dinner, you're doing laundry, you've got all these things that you're always working on for his pleasure and, you know, his life, right? And we do this with a sense of deep gratitude that we get to do it at all. Now think about that. Underneath that gratitude is this profound insecurity that we are not equal, we are not worthy of the blessings of serving this alpha that we're serving. And when we are shown kindness or tenderness, or an alpha does something to us that gives us such profound pleasure or emotional satisfaction, it's like these feelings of gratitude and shame and unworthiness and embarrassment of ourselves as lesser, inferior creatures, you know. It all comes bursting out uncontrollably. And alphas don't really understand this about faggots, I don't think. You know, they think, there's a lot of alphas that are pretty dumb, and they don't understand that faggots are not as stupid or as mindless as they imagine, you know. We might be simply objects to an alpha, but we have deep feelings of reverence and gratitude for our alphas, and we work tirelessly to please our alphas and so all of that comes from a very emotional place within a faggot. All that stuff that we do, all the things that we go through and endure for our alphas, it's all coming from a very emotional place of gratitude and reverence. And when an alpha allows us this place of safety and appreciation, it's just the most amazing thing, you know. I've talked about this before. This is probably my best example. I had an alpha that I served one time for a period of time. It was one of my longer periods of service for an alpha. And he, one day I worked really hard for him, and I came home the next day from work, and he had put a dozen red roses on my kitchen table with a note that said, "Thank you, faggot." And I cried and cried and cried because of that, you know. And it's just, I didn't feel like I had done even enough, you know. And even today, I still remember that feeling, you know. And so it's something that I think alphas should be aware of, you know, that. And I guess I'm going to speak to the alphas in the audience. You have the power to destroy and to recreate. You have the power to punish and build up, right? And or destroy and build, you know. And so you can use that power any which way you want. But wouldn't you love to move a faggot to such profound gratitude that it weeps at your feet. I'm gonna start crying. You know what I mean? It's wouldn't you rather have that as a tribute to your alphahood? You know? And so I was just really moved by Jamie doing that, because even after all the years that Jamie has served, and Jamie has really served Master Dino with all of his heart and soul, all of it, he's still that grateful, reverent, fearful little fag inside, you know, that inner faggot, the hidden faggot inside, deep inside of him, just burst out, and he just began weeping just uncontrollably, that he was safe in doing that with his master, that his master allowed him to do that, and took that in. It's a moment, just the same when a faggot is cunted and begins weeping, and there's aftercare, let's say. I know that, like, Master Nick, for instance, has held his faggots while they cried after being cunted. There's something within the dynamic that is just cemented forever when a faggot lets go and finally looses all those emotions that are inside of it, as a sort of a tribute. It's sort of a tribute to the alpha that owns it. It's an ultimate form of trust, you know. So I just, I really wanted to talk about that because I was just so moved by it. And I don't know if Master Dino and Jamie are listening to this podcast, but I am extraordinarily proud of both of them. They are just amazing examples of the roles that we are made to play in this hierarchical arrangement, and how success can happen when they are, you know. So, well, I'm going to end this podcast on that note. I hope that you all enjoyed that, and I hope you learned something from it. I know I learned something from both examples that I put out today. So I appreciate your time. I will be talking to you again this weekend, I'm sure. I have a couple of interviews possibly lined up. I'm not sure if it's going to happen, but we'll find out. So take care. I love you. Bye.